The delivery room, patient wards, doctors and nurses' offices, consultation room, accident and emergency, and kitchen and dining room were all enlarged. A new dentistry was created downstairs, and the accident and emergency and ambulance drop-off was repositioned to this side of the building rather than the front, which was, as you know, was very steep and difficult to get people out of the ambulance. Ventilation was considered, and the roof was raised to allow a better flow of air to the building, and the provision of ceiling fans and air-conditioned units in the wards and the offices were also provided. Most importantly, water storage was a prime concern. At the clinic, we had installed 36,480,000 gallons of water. And at the present location, we have 40,000. So all in all, in this compound, we have about 85,000 gallons of water available. In the Grenadines, we know what happens when it's a dry season. So we wanted to make sure that the hospital and the clinic would never be out of water. We've had some incidents before where we have to supply water, but we have a desalination plant here which can supply us, and that is very, very good.